This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Maddie and Amy on Joy 94.9.
You're listening to a Maddie and Amy podcast.
On the weekend, you went to the country.
I went to the country. That's right. I went to Echuca, which is 3 hours out of Melbourne.
I wish I had like some of that music that goes ding 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 ding, like banjos. We need that because you always seem to go to the country.
Yeah, because like my mum was like, you know, she lived in Echuca. I've got lots of family all over.
Okay, so fair enough.
We go every now and then. But the main reason I went is because our family friend's alpaca had a baby. I don't know why you think this is humorous. It's so sweet.
To be honest with you, this might sound dumb, but until last week, I thought that alpacas were mythical creatures.
What do you mean?
Like, I didn't think that they were in Australia.
Where did they live?
I don't know, like in some other country.
What is it? They're not unicorns. Like, are you getting them confused?
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, I did get to see the alpaca.
They're real?
They're real. And the thing is, like, our family friend has, like, six of them. And they all have, like, these, like, crazy names, too. There's Pebbles, Cuzco. The new baby's called Felix. Like, there's no, like, rhyme or reason to it. But I was so excited. And the good thing is, right, I was saying to our producer before, mm-hmm. You know, like, alpacas are known for spitting, right?
Are they?
Yes. They're like spitters, like when they... Oh, I spat myself.
Are you an alpaca?
I'm an alpaca. But when they get like mad or stressed, they spit on people.
Okay.
And I didn't get spat on once.
So they liked you.
They love me. I took so many photos. We'll probably put one on our Instagram, Maddie and Amy, of me and the baby alpaca, Felix. It's just like the best moment of my life. And I can like officially confirm 2019 is the year of the alpaca.
Isn't it the year of the pig?
No, it's the alpaca. Maddie, now you're going to tell me something about being a vegan.
Yeah, so I've realised lately that I'm sort of a vegan, or I have vegan traits without actually being a vegan.
Yeah, you def has like the traits.
In what way? Like, I feel attacked now because I've brought this up, but you're just...
Because you bring it up all the time.
Okay, so you know how... Every time somebody walks into a room and they're a vegan, they always tell you that they're a vegan.
I disagree.
Oh,
Lisa's trying to chime in here.
The vegan's trying. I disagree. I have to say I'm a vegan, and I'm saying that because it's relevant. However, we were sat outside the studio earlier and we were all offered chocolates and biscuits that were not vegan. And I politely declined until Maddie jumped in and said, no, she can't eat that. She's a vegan.
I do talk for vegans. I'm like, nope, she can't eat it. She's a vegan.
Were you a vegetarian or a vegan?
So I tried to be a vegan for a while.
Oh, the worst fake vegan you'll ever meet.
Yeah, because I slipped on a chicken.
What do you mean slip? You did it every week. I'd be like, what are you having for dinner? And you're like, oh, chicken.
I love Kentucky Fried. I can't help myself. So anyway, so I've decided that I'm a vegan without being a vegan, mm-hmm. because every time I walk in a room, I tell people that I have an Android phone. So I have been purely for the Apple for 10 years straight, and then I crossed to the dark side recently, and it is the best phone I've ever had in my entire life.
A tragedy, really.
Yeah, and you tell me this honestly, I reckon every second day we have a conversation.
I do.
You're like, the storage, the camera, and I'm like, cool.
It's like a mini computer all in one, so I'm just stoked about it.
I'm happy for you.
Thank you so much. So I wanted to know, mm-hmm. If you're out there and you do this, what's the first thing that you tell people as soon as you walk in the room?
Yeah, and it's like a common thing. See, for me, I don't do this personally because I can't do it. But if I could do it, I would tell everyone. But don't you think anyone that can do the worm, like the dance move, they always say, guess what I can do? The worm.
All right.
Anytime.
Can you do the worm?
No, I wish I can twerk, but I can't worm.
Would you tell people every time you walk in the room that you can twerk?
Absolutely. It would be on like my bio for everything, like in my LinkedIn, like professional wormer.
It's Maddie and Amy driving you home on Joy. Amy, you've picked up some new skill sets or done some
hobbies.
New things.
Yeah, exactly. So last couple months, I've been doing things that I normally wouldn't do. I'm just trying to like broaden my horizons, try new things.
You went to the wrestling a few months ago.
Oh, the best night ever. I went to the wrestling, exactly. I've just been doing like a lot of like wacko things that aren't on brand, I guess you would say.
What is on brand for
you? On brand for me is like not sporty stuff, definitely.
Going like, to Taylor Swift, Timomatic concert.
That's so on brand for me because I love my mate Timomatic. But anyway, so for the first time ever, I went to the soccer the other night.
Okay.
Like, Melbourne Victory versus, I don't even know the other team. Sydney, no, Wellington, yeah, New Zealand.
Okay, so I told you this before, but I actually used to play state soccer.
Oh my God, you have so many skills. It's so annoying.
So soccer is on brand for me.
Yeah,
you should have taken me with you.
Yeah, I went with my friends because they were like, we're going to go. Like, do you want to come? And I was kind of like, ew, no. And then I'm like, oh, actually, maybe I want to go. And it's funny because like I go to AFL games all the time because I like footy. Mm-hmm. But the crowd at soccer is so much different. It's like these rowdy, swearing, middle-aged women.
What?
Yeah, exactly. And like they're always on their phone, like looking up stats and like finding the players. And then there's like these like teenage boys that like, you know, they have piercings and like a shaved head and like a weird fringe. You know the boys I'm talking about?
I feel like you're really stereotyping.
No,
right?
I'm
now.
Not. That's the whole soccer fan. And they literally like sing songs the whole time.
Yeah, they like chant and stuff.
Which I'm like, oh my
Did
God.
Did you have the things that go like the clappy things?
No, there's no clappers, but they do hold like their scarves out respect. I don't know what it is, which is like a very different experience for me. And I actually quite enjoyed it, but I want to know, like, Maddie, do you have anything I can try now that I haven't done before?
Well, you said that you like the AFL. Have you been to the women's AFL before?
I've never done a women's AFL game, unfortunately.
So I think that's on your to-do list.
Okay, that's doable. And I think I would enjoy it at least.
Second thing that you don't do enough of is you need to eat more vegetables.
Maddie, I don't know why you bring this up because I'm never going to eat it. I'm never going to change.
So I've decided that you should try eggplant.
It's purple, so I guess that's all right.
It's mushy though.
Ooh, can you fry it? Can you put cheese on it?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you can put cheese on anything and it makes anything good.
Yeah.
But I want you to eat a vegetable in its raw form.
Ew.
Like really experience
it. I'm not
it.
A guinea pig. I don't need to eat it.
I also lastly want you to try and be a lesbian.
Oh my God, Maddie, I can't. I'm not a lesbian.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Lisa. Happy birthday to you.
Skeet, skeet.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Lisa. Happy birthday to you. And here it breaks down. Happy birthday. Skirt, skirt. To you.
We're not the Migos, guys. Yes. It is our lovely producer's birthday today, which is super exciting. We love birthdays here at Maddie and Amy, don't we?
We do, and we love giving gifts as well.
We're lovely gift givers. So we can't, like, not give you a gift, Lisa, on your birthday.
You guys.
And, like, we've been hiding this all day, too. I have the bag underneath my chair.
Here we go.
It's always secrets from me. It should be the other way around. I should be having secrets from you.
Better good. Okay, so we're going to get you to open it live on air.
Okay.
Is that okay, Lisa?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so I'm handing her the bag. It has a beautiful unicorn on it.
It's a unicorn bag. I love it so much.
Nah. Can you already tell what something is?
Guys, it's the famous back scratcher that Maddie got for Kris Kringle, and I've wanted one ever since. I'm so excited.
It's so cute. It looks very inappropriate.
It's the best. This is the best present I've ever had in my life. Thank you.
I
so
should
much.
Also mention that we also have party poppers, so I'm just going to put one off.
Yeah.
Ready? You ready?
Oh, wow. There we go.
Oh, it stinks like something's on fire.
It's a birthday.
Did you get cheap ones, Amy? Oh, they're mine. I bought them.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yes, we did.
Oh, no, you
what
didn't.
What is it?
I'm putting this up on the Instagram, just FYI, at Maddie Amy. It is a handheld vibrating massager.
Wow, you could have stopped at the first two.
That is going to come in handy. Thank you
Beautiful.
So much.
Last thing.
It's wrapped.
Yeah, we wrapped flamingo, it special.
In flamingo wrapping paper. I'm opening it right now. It's a supporter finger. Wahoo.
We just thought you may need it. You are dating quite a lot. So
it's a finger brace to hold them together in case you need it.
Goodness. Thank you so much.
Maddie and Amy on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.